So Greg is going to try and join us late. He had a family emergency, and Jimmy's out of town. So we'll just hand it to you guys.
All right. Well, good evening, Mayor and Council. We're excited to talk tonight about Tech Ridge and give you an update on where you're at. So I think you all recall we had a really good discussion back in May, kind of making some decisions about what we wanted the plan and budget to look like as part of the amendment that y'all were considering. We met with the school district. Oh, thank you. We met with the school district back in June, I believe it was, and received a number of concerns related to the residential component of the development, the length of the proposed tranches, and the impact on the school district.
You can say we've been spit on. No, I'm kidding.
And slopped.
We ended up holding a follow-up meeting with them in August, the full city team and their full team, and had another really good conversation, heard the same things again. There was a lot of concern about the residential component. There was a lot of concern about the length, and there was still, again, continued concern about the impact. But the good news that we heard was that they wanted to work with us. They valued the relationship, and they wanted to work with us to see what we could do to help move this forward.
Robert, was that you showing them? You'd already removed the main residential component. They were still just worried about, like, the dense residential component? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The mixed use on the top. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We were able to demonstrate to them through the analysis that there was minimal student impact, but there was still just a lot of concern. I think the big part of that was that their policy specifically says we will not work with CDA, we will not participate in CDAs that have a large residential component. Mm-hmm. And so they were getting really hung up on that. The good thing again was that they told us, hey, they want to work with us. They want to figure out a way to move forward. So what they told us to do was to work with their administrative team, work with Brent and Richard to come up with something that made sense. We met with Brent and Richard multiple times through September. And we came up with some ideas from them that they feel comfortable with. They feel like they could sell to their board and help move the project forward. I'll go over here in a second. We also had an opportunity to meet with two board members last week, and then their administrative team actually reached out to their board president as well and shared the plan with them. And we felt like we got good, positive feedback from those discussions. So then we have their potential solution for council's consideration as part of our meeting tonight. So just real quick, I wanted to refresh the council on what the amendment looked like prior to discussions with the school board. So back in May, we talked with the council about amending the footprint for the CDA to 180 acres, which is the Mesa Top. Again, you know, it's mostly commercial, $1.1 billion of value, amending the cap on the CDA to $50 million. It was originally 25 under the 2008 approved version. Each, and then having three tranches that would be 26 years each per tranche, and there would be a delayed two-year start time between each tranche triggering. So potentially a full 32 years of life for the overall CDA. And then the participation rate was 75% for each taxing entity, and that would generate about $45.1 million in estimated tax increment that could go back towards paying for the infrastructure related to the projects and the city's costs related to the project. In discussions with the school district, their real concern again was the residential. And so what they proposed to y'all for consideration is they would like to have their participation end in 2040 on the residential component, but then join in with the city and all the other taxing entities on the commercial component for the full three tranches for the 26 years. Their thinking on this is that right now, the CDA that's in place, it's approved, has 11 years left on it. This would add five additional years to that amount, which is minimal in their mind, and makes sense because a lot of development hasn't occurred yet on the ridge. And so to them, this really focuses the conversation on the commercial, which fits within their policy and something that I think they feel comfortable with and they feel like they can sell. Along with that, to help mitigate this impact, because the value of the residential is about 50% of the overall value for the CDA, they agreed to increase the acreage of the project to the original footprint.
They wanted to. Wow. They wanted to keep it.
I was going to say, I was trying to figure out why that was there. That was really confusing me. Okay.
They wanted that.
Okay.
And that pulls the Black Ridge Cove component back into the project. Mm-hmm.
Part of what it does, too, is it says, hey, the previous CDA was a different board. They kind of approved it. It gives the new board kind of saying, hey, that was done in the past, but we're going to stay with it.
Yeah.
It kind of gives them that argument, saying that let's just keep the total footprint still. Okay. And then we lessen the residential that kind of fits along with their policy, mm-hmm. allows them to have some arguments to their constituents, but it gets us close to the total market value.
Okay.
And then the impact from that would be $43.2 million net present value. So 1.8 million short from the estimate we talked about in May, pretty close. Now we also did talk about some other alternatives with them, but this is the one they felt helps them really fit as close to the policies they can. This is one they feel like they can sell and bite off on. We did have really good feedback from administration. Actually, during the conversation with the board members, they were helping sell the project in the conversation. So those really it came a far away from where we started. The conversation. We felt like we got good feedback from the board.
Yeah, the start was rocky.
It's come a long way.
You guys have been awesome, yeah.
But I think you have to give it to these three.
Absolutely.
To watch these three in action and keep it a positive, and the interaction between you three and speaking to the numbers is amazing, and the picture economically, it really did make a huge difference. So I really appreciate that because it was rough.
Now, they wouldn't give us guarantees that they'll approve it, but we got good feedback, and there's a good feeling about where we've gone with this. They really like the idea that we worked with them to try to come to something that works for both of us. So that's what their ask is for those couple of changes. Again, this would just affect the school district. Everybody else, all the other taxing entities are anticipated to participate 75% for the three tranches for 26 years per tranche. We still need to follow back up with them to confirm that, but that's what the anticipation is. The impact by taxing entity from this change, so back in May, again, $45.1 million overall. With the school district's proposal, it'd be $43.2 million, and you can see where the changes are there. They drop off $3 million, and then the other entities pick up a little bit because of the additional footprint that's been added back. And then back in May, we had a conversation about how the council would like to spend the funds. How much would go towards reimbursing for the developer for costs that he incurred, how much would go towards administration, business incentives, and all those other concepts. So this was the presentation that we showed back in May. And from that, staff heard a couple of different things, a couple of different priorities from the council. First, one of the priorities we heard is that we want the city to come first, and we want to make sure that we get reimbursed for administrative costs, that we get the East Access Road paid for, and that we get our power infrastructure costs reimbursed. The other thing that we heard was that we wanted to make sure the developer got enough funds to make the project a success, and his request was $30 million during that conversation. The other thing we also heard was that business incentives seem to be very attractive to the overall council, having some funds set aside for that. So with that in mind, staff came back and within the $45.1 million estimate at that time, kind of tried to allocate those funds out with that in mind. The other thing that we heard was that maybe Cloud Drive, we'd like to get reimbursed for that, but maybe that was more on the bubble if funds weren't available. So I came back and tried to plug in what that $45.1 million might look like with that feedback in mind. Does this seem to line up with what the council was, do y'all agree this is kind of lined up with how y'all were thinking about it?
And remember, this is also estimates, they're looking way in advance.
Like likely estimates?
Well, as likely as it can look in 32 years.
I mean, we still have the court case on the East Access Road.
We do, but we have possession of it. I mean, we can go
we have
build
possession,
it.
But if they
still
come back and don't agree with our
cost,
saying it's raw land that we're paying for, and they are saying we want the city to pay us as if it were fully developed, which we say you can't develop because it's on a hillside.
Well, it's in a landslide, too.
They got a...
At Black Ridge? Drive kind of that east side?
Yeah, it's on the north of Black.
Yeah. We'd still
but it's that hillside.
We're still requesting the $50 million cap, so that if the project is better than it's estimated, we'd have that potential of getting those additional funds for some of these other items.
So those business incentives, who gets to say who gets that?
City Council.
And we're getting some direction from Chad.
Probably from Chad. I don't imagine.
I mean, I think on economic development, our plan is to create a plan that we bring to council so we can have a little bit of direction on council on what that would look like. Just, and that's on an overall basis for the community-wide, because I don't think we have an idea of what economic development looks like in the city.
I think you're right.
So as I talked to Jason about our options on the budget, what he shared with me is that we can budget for the full $50 million cap if we want to, but I feel like it's helpful to know if there's a couple of lower priorities in the council's mind that may be held off to, you know, to ensure those funds actually come into that amount. Any thoughts from the council or any feedback? Does this seem to be in line with your thoughts? Or
are we out of compliance if we don't have any sort of affordable housing element or at least a plan in place?
No.
Okay.
No, this one doesn't require for that element.
The feedback that we heard last time was not to include affordable housing as part of the budget, and so it's not in there.
Affordable housing component, based upon your comment, comes into play if you create a new RDA or CDA. Mm-hmm. Then we're required 10% of it.
Now, we could still budget for that one, the $50 million, to just hold off on that element. But
I think it looks good.
I'm a little skeptical on the business incentives. Just, you know, how do we decide who gets that, who doesn't? It just feels a little subjective and government overreach.
That's why you have Chad, value-added businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally the city council would determine what kind of businesses they want to target, whether it's high-paying jobs, certain industry, whatever that looks like, and then allocate some sort of incentives based on that.
What if we didn't spend that money, then what? Do we have to spend that money?
No. That's a projection.
Yeah, that's a projection.
That's a projection. We don't, I mean...
In case you want to open up a new spot.
So that's what it would look at, the $45 million. Of course, the amount that's going to be generated based on the new estimate with the school district's adjustments is $43.2 million.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit lower than the city council. From our perspective, it feels like it'd be helpful to know if the council has any of these items that you feel like are a lower priority that, you know, would be held off until the end, potentially, for funding. One of the ones we had talked about before, potentially, was Cloud Drive. The comment that was made to us was that when the land was valued back in 2017, it was assumed that the roadway was in place. So the argument had, the developer put forward was that, in his mind, we were then double paying for that. Now, we did confirm that that was an assumption in the appraisal, but I think a good point is that, you know, that value hasn't appreciated at the same level that the value, you know, other values for other properties have because of the controls in the development agreement.
So I think to Michelle's point, like, actually, the business, if we're going to put things priority-wise, obviously, affordable housing and business incentives would probably, in my mind, be the lowest, just because they're additional. Like, the others seem necessary, and those are additional. So,
well, we can put that at the bottom, and it'll be one of the last items that's funded.
Okay. And for proposed timeline, if the council's okay with what's been discussed tonight, what we'd like to do is begin noticing for the plan and budget this Monday, and have the new go-ahead notice for the public hearing to be held on October the 26th. And then after that, we propose that November 9th would be the date that we consider adoption of the interlocal agreements. And then I would put everything in place to have this completed by the end of the year.
Which would be fabulous.
So does the developer know about the new yes. plan with the school district, and they are on board with that?
Yes, yep. Yep, we've talked to Isaac and fully updated him on the proposal, and he was in agreement.
Okay.
So it looks like I've got
looks great.
Everybody's had nods on it.
Yeah.
Well, great. We'll start to move forward with it then. We'll start the noticing Monday and have the minute plan and budget prepared for the public. And then we'll begin following up with all the other taxing entities through October and work towards getting those interlocals in place.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
You guys did fabulous.
Yeah.
A lot of hard work, a lot of meetings.
We're glad that we're at this point.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad the three of you work together so well.
Because that first meeting we were all in, I'm like, this is going downhill really fast. I don't think they're going to ever get on board.
But I do think it is that you got your communication with each other and not anybody still in the spotlight and making it happen is good.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Thank you.
I'm having to say to Jason, they don't like you. You can't be in the
Yeah,
teams.
We had to say that. We strategically picked the three to go.
Yeah,
and
it's being recorded.
Yes. He knows. I said it to Jason. I know. But I said it to Jason. I said, hey, he knew. So it worked out, and we appreciate it. And Jason has spent a lot of time on this.
Jason's
he'll be
a ton of analysis
glad to
us.
Put it to bed as
he
well.
He will be too big.
He's done a lot of lifting on the back end of number
yeah.
crunching, and so we really appreciate his time and value his expertise.
Yeah, he's been a key member of the team.
Thanks.
Do we have a simplified breakdown somewhere of exactly the projected economic benefit, you know, long term?
I think so.
Those are talking points that we're going to need
yeah.
for the public to explain. Do we have anything that's just simplified? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have some good bullet points on job creation, average job.
So what we're creating,
you send that to us.
Yeah, what we're creating for everybody is really just some talking points, very digestible slides. That way, it would say the project with total square or total acreage, what's the economic impact, average wage. So that way, you all can, as you are getting asked these questions, we want to put you guys in the best light possible. This is a very good project, and people should be asking questions about it.
Part of the, sorry, I'm not sure if you can hear me.
We can.
We can hear you, Jason.
Part of the requirement for the amended plan and the amended budget would be a benefits analysis, which includes cost benefits of the overall economics of Tech Ridge. So we would anticipate that part of this amended plan and budget that will be available on Monday, that would be part of the noticing for the public hearing, would include that information. So it should be available to the public and property owners and any interested parties that would want to, you know, dive into that and look at it. Certainly there's a huge economic multiplier relative to the number of jobs that are created, not to mention, you know, tax base that is created per acre, which is significantly more than what we see in other areas throughout Washington County. So I think in terms of just economics, economic impact, fiscal impact, I'm not sure that there has been another project to the same magnitude that Tech Ridge is proposed to be. So it'll be significant.
And we appreciate your help, Jason. And we like you, even though some of the school board don't.
Well, I fight for what I believe in. So.
Also, if there's ever any comments that or concerns from your constituents that you're hearing that we could potentially add to our slides, I think that's really some of the greatest feedback that we heard from the school district was. Our members have these concerns, and so we are creating slides to help address those.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, you know, any feedback, we'd love to hear it. We want to give you the information necessary to help sell this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And as we say in the South, you only get to toast the bread once. So the first time we sell it to a constituent, it's really important. So we want to make sure that we give it to them right the first time. This is a very important project for our community.
You can only toast your bread once.
You only get to toast the bread once. Once you toast it, it's done.
We can sit back in our toaster yet.
It's already toasted bread. It's a crouton.
I'm learning all kinds of things. Chad.
No problem.
Appreciate
when
it.
When I look at Toast to Team.
So, a motion to adjourn from work meeting, and we'll just
hang out.
I know. Do you have a motion?
Yes. So moved. Did you already say that?
Who said second? Danielle. Motion by Natalie. Second by Danielle. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You're welcome. You never have to be up to